Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning. We are so glad you're able to join us. Welcome to The Harvest. We hope today's program honors our Lord by blessing you with inspiration and information for your walk in this season. I'm Hans, and I'm joined by my beautiful bride next to me, Amy.
Good morning. And boy, if I could pick a show for information and inspiration, it's today's show. So great to be here. We want to first, as always, thank our sponsor, Senior Provisions. Senior Provisions is a family-owned, faith-based placement agency and senior care advisory company. And advisors will come along with you on your senior care journey, helping you to find true solutions to all of your senior care options, home care, assisted living, even end-of-life resources that you might need. So we thank you, Senior Provisions, as always, for being our sponsor. So, Hans.
Yes.
Tell everyone what we are going to be talking about today. I'm so excited about the show.
Yes, today's program, we are spotlighting our national heroes, our veterans and their spouses. We are discussing what benefits they've earned through the Veterans Affairs and how they can help them through their senior care journey. This is going to be kind of a first introductory discussion about veteran affairs and benefits. And we will follow up with more programs on how these benefits play out and what resources are available. There's a lot to talk about, so this will be just an introduction. So get your journal out and be prepared.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so excited about this show. I'm definitely going to mention that it's heartbreaking to me how many times we stand in front of a group of seniors and we ask for a show of hands. How many are veterans? How many have served our country? How many surviving spouses whose husbands have passed away?
Or wives
have served our country? And the hands go up. And then the next thing I start asking them is, how many of you know that there are some benefits out there to help you pay for senior care? And so many of them, I mean, maybe one or two folks literally of that group know that there's actually some benefits out there. So it's heartbreaking for me. We come from, and as I share a little bit more and we our listeners get to know us a little more, I've just won the lottery when it comes to grandparents. Mm-hmm. And, due to some remarriages, I had at one point 8 living grandparents. Mm-hmm. And now as they've all reached into their 90s and almost 100, we've lost a few of them. We've lost a couple of grandfathers who served our country.
In World War II. One on the Pacific Front. Well, both on the Pacific Front. And one that was on the Pacific Front was also at D-Day +3.
Yeah.
Running a troop transporter. So mm-hmm. He saw both theaters in World War II.
Yeah. Great stories. And to sit at their knee and hear those stories and see the pictures. Even to hear how they met my grandmothers. Mm-hmm. And that story, I have one particular story, they met 9 days later, they were married. And
yep. It's a 9 day long story.
It's a 9 day long story. but just their service to our country and then coming home, continuing to serve our country and building their families. And that work ethic and that patriotism just is awesome. And so for them not to know about these earned benefits, and I mean, that's just World War II vets.
Right.
I mean, we
are now serving, all the way up to Vietnam, Korean War and Vietnam War, people that have served during those war times. And I think, too, we'll get into this is like, what are the criteria? Because the other thing we will commonly hear is, well, I was serving during that time, but I didn't see battle firsthand. So therefore, I must not be eligible, and we'll talk about the eligibility and all of that. But there's a lot of education on this topic that we see a need for, and that's why we are bringing it to you.
Absolutely. Well, as always, We want to come to any topic with the context of God's word. Mm-hmm. And we were so blessed to get a good word from the Lord this week out of Nehemiah.
Right.
And, you know, we were reading it and you went, ah, this is going to be the scripture we're going to focus on this week when we're talking about our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to share on that, Nehemiah?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, the scripture behind Nehemiah. Nehemiah was the cupbearer for the king of Babylon. Babylon was the largest empire of that time on earth. So quite a position to be in as a man of Jewish faith in under a king that nearly obliterated those peoples. And one day he came up to the king saying, "My heart is sorrowful.
Mm.
I'll get that out.
Yeah.
With the plight of our people and how they are scattered. And much of the villages were identified by their walls, and those were in complete shambles for Jerusalem. Mm. And so that's a big part of the identity of that time, of where you're from and your identity of your city, your town, was the quality and the substantialness of your walls.
Well, those walls meant protection.
Right.
And that's where the men would station themselves with their bows and their arrows, mm-hmm. and stand guard.
So he asked for safe passage, time away, and for materials. And the king obliged him.
Wow, that's God's favor right there. That's amazing.
So Nehemiah 4:11, we'll start. Says, and this is the people talking to Nehemiah when he arrived and started to get people together to start this endeavor, rebuilding these walls and these gates. And they said, "Well, our enemies have said, before they know it and see us, we will be right there among them, and we will kill them and put an end to this work." Mm. Then the Jews who lived nearby came and told us 10 times over, "Wherever you turn, they will be there to attack us." Therefore, I, Nehemiah, stationed some people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked over these things, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons, your daughters, your wives, your homes." When our enemies heard that their plot was foiled and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our work. From that day on, half of the men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah while they were building the wall. Those that were carrying the materials worked with one hand and held a weapon with the other, and each of the builders wore his sword at his side as they worked.
Wow. Just the imagery from that scripture, and that was Nehemiah 4:11-18.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rebuilding, and so the enemies were going to swoop in and come from all angles
and thwart the effort to rebuild these walls that were taken down by these villagers outside of the Jewish faith. And here they were coming back to rebuild and reestablish this town, and they were going to put an end to it.
Wow. And I love the image too of the common laborer. You know, mm-hmm. I think about our men and women in service. I think about them in their kind of lined up, all in the same uniform,
mm-hmm.
All short hair, hat, you know, other than their eye color, and, you know, a couple other features. They're just lined up, and they one looks like the other.
Right.
And they're standing there in this image of that laborer with one hand working and one hand defending.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. God's word is just amazing to us. And so those are the people. Those are our veterans. You know, we take these things for granted. Our freedom of religion, our freedom to sit here this mm-hmm. morning and talk about Jesus Christ mm-hmm. in a country that we have the freedom of speech, that we have access to mass media.
And to speak about the benefits that they've earned, that we've created a country, a government that honors the service of these men and women.
I know.
And given them these benefits.
That's awesome. Well, you know, So just to kind of touch a little bit, I'm going to start with some of the main categories of benefits. There's four main categories. There's disability compensation. So if someone served our country and they are disabled, either cognitively or physically, you know, we have a lot of Agent Orange folks that suffered through the Agent Orange in Vietnam. We're seeing some of them as well. That's one category. Then another category is the Veterans Pension Payment Programs. So the Veterans Pension Program, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that after break. And then the third category is just general free or low-cost medical care. Mm-hmm. So what's offered at the VA hospital? How can you get your mail order medications? And then fourth program that veterans can access is education programs, furthering education. We have a young man that we know who served in the Army, and he is now going into seminary, which we're so pleased that God's called him into that.
Through what everyone kind of knows is the GI Bill.
Exactly. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about a particular veterans pension program called Aid and Attendance. So get your notebook ready. We're going to go over some kind of details about that, and then we're going to give you some phone numbers to call for some more information. Today we are talking about our heroes, our national heroes, our veterans who have served us well. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that service, and we're going to talk about some earned benefits that will help pay for senior care. So thank you, and please come on back.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back to The Harvest. Today's a special program. We are honoring our national heroes, those men and women that have served our country. And we're highlighting a specific program through the Veterans Affairs, through the Veterans Pension Program called Aid in Attendance. And it's one that's particular to senior care that we really want to go through and talk about how you qualify, what the coverage entails, and just how the program works.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of our calls, we ask some the same questions almost over and over again. So if you call into Senior Provisions, one of the first questions you're going to be asked is, did your loved one serve in any of the branches of service? And the reason why we ask that question is because of this aid and attendance benefit, this pension program that's out there can really mean the difference between getting care and not getting care, mm-hmm. being able to afford care or not being able to afford care.
Right.
The majority of our older adults are on very fixed incomes. And even though they come from kind of an age of savers, disease process and there is, it can be drawn out. Mm-hmm. They're living a lot longer than they had ever planned. And so their resources have been depleted. You know, your dad's a great example. He mm-hmm. served in the Navy during Korean War. Mm-hmm. And then after retirement, you know, some of their medical situations have changed and medication became more and more expensive. So my question to your dad was, have you checked out what your benefits are through the VA? And he's like, oh, no, I want to, you know, save that for the veterans that really need it. And I said, well, hello, you really need it, mm-hmm. and you're a veteran. So he went, and oh my goodness, what a savings.
He was astounded.
He was astounded.
By the access to medical care, the access to veteran, or to prescription discounts. It was a real game changer for
Absolutely.
Them.
And it really is. So aid in attendance, just kind of give you a good definition. It's a benefit available to wartime veterans and their surviving spouses who are now seniors and facing long-term care costs, such as home care, assisted living, facility fees, and even nursing home expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get this benefit if they are needing care in the home or at a facility.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't kind of pin you in.
Right. Relegate you to a certain care environment to get the coverage.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, and just to kind of give you some general numbers, this benefit can be as much as for a single veteran for 2018, $1,800 a month. For a married veteran, $2,170 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And for a widowed spouse, so dad passed away a few years ago. Mom is now, needing care. She can get almost $1,200 a month. I mean, that is an absolute. Between that and Social Security,
mm-hmm.
that can just about, in a greater Atlanta, pay for, a small studio in assisted living. It could pay for, multiple shifts of home care.
Mm-hmm.
So
personal care home.
Absolutely, a small personal care home. So that's why this is so important. So the way the benefit works, and everyone says, well, how do I qualify for it? So let's talk about qualifying. To qualify, you had to have served during an active wartime. So there's official dates for periods of war, and we have all that information, and we also have some great resources we're going to talk about here in a minute. But there's World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, and even the Persian Gulf War, because we mm-hmm. are seeing some older veterans that served in leadership roles who are now in their 50s and have suffered stroke or beginning stages of Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. So mm-hmm. unfortunately, even our Persian Gulf War veterans are now accessing this. Those dates is what the government defined as an active wartime.
Right.
And if you serve during that time one day, mm-hmm. you qualify.
Not in the theater, not in a certain location, but if you were enlisted during those dates, anywhere for one day of those dates, you have the coverage.
Perfect. And then if you served only for one round of service, I forget what they call that, but if you, and you don't have to keep going back and back and back and doing right. multiple rounds of service, but mm-hmm. you don't have to retire with the military. But if you were discharged honorably or disabled, anything other than dishonorable, you can qualify.
Right.
And also then you need to show a need for care. So there is a physician's order your doctor will fill out that say, yes, this person's needing assistance with bathing, dressing, toileting, grooming, all of those activities of daily living. Also, if you have a loved one who has advanced in their dementia or Alzheimer's, that is also a qualifying for the showing the need.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have the need for the care. And then I always tell everyone, this is a reimbursement type program.
Right.
So unfortunately, you got to start paying the bill
mm-hmm.
at the assisted living or the home care company. But then
you got to demonstrate the cost before it's fulfilled.
Absolutely. Demonstrate that the need and the cost has been spent and then apply.
And then there's a review process that we'll get into and then kind of get to the punchline. Then they will back reimburse you once you're fully vetted and established in the program. They will come back and retro pay you for that expense upon application.
And I will say this, over the last couple of years, I mean, the VA has been in the news left and right. And I'm so glad because we have not served our veterans well and we can do better. We can even do better sitting here today. But this benefit, the application process, years, just even
has greatly improved.
And now we're kind of more into a 3-month window versus a 6-month to 2-year window that we were suffering through a couple of years ago.
Right.
So so that's been some great improvement.
And that window we're talking about is the window of application submission and review and approval. So we've seen that be 9 months to 2 years for that process. So you're thinking about 2 years of these expenses that you're incurring in hopes that they will approve you and back pay you for these expenses. You had to get there. You had to pay 9 months to 2 years of these expenses out of your income, out of your savings, to even get to the point where the VA then stepped in. And if anything happened before the approval, that money was not retroactively paid.
So, in other words, and it still is the case, if the applicant passes away before the claim is given, the claim also dies. So it's, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's why we are doing this show. Get this information out so people can know ahead of time, plan better, get the application in place, and start getting some reimbursement for the care they're probably already paying for.
Right.
So the way it works, and everyone says, oh, I make too much money. The problem's not that you are making too much money. The problem is you're not spending enough. Because what they really look at is there's a formula, and the VA looks at your income versus unreimbursable medical expenses. So anything you're paying out of pocket. Assisted living, unfortunately, is not covered by Medicare or Medicaid. So here in Georgia, so all of our folks are paying out of pocket for private home care and private assisted living. And that is an unreimbursable medical expense. So if your mom's assisted living is $3,000 a month, then you've got, $2,000 income. She's expending more than she's bringing in. So she would qualify. The other thing that they look at, just to let you know, is assets. So they look at assets, and for a single veteran, right around $40,000. For a married couple, around $80,000. And that doesn't mean that you are never going to qualify. It just means that you have to do a spend down of it.
Yeah, that's good. Then you get into the topic of spend down, or the term spend down.
Absolutely. And so, you know, chances are you're not going on some, you know, amazing trips. You're spending your money on senior care. So we can talk through all of those things with our clients, and we also have some great resources. We've got some elder law attorneys that specialize in understanding all of your assets and qualifying for this benefit. We also have some direct veterans benefits through the Veterans Administration that we can connect you with. And then ultimately, if you're looking for what level of care does my mom need, then we can connect you with one of our advisors who can say, okay, your mom clearly could benefit from memory care. The cost is this, and let's get you connected to get her the aid and attendance benefit. So, wow, doing this in a nutshell, we're going to have some more guests. We're going to have some guests on in the future, maybe around Veterans Day, to talk about this benefit in greater depth.
But well, I also want to bring into this topic the look back. So the VA at one point in time recently did not have a look back, meaning that they, as soon as you applied at that flash point, they looked at your finances. But now, as of I think about a year now, they now have a look back where they, so they, that you don't shelter these funds and you know, hide them away or reallocate them. They look back. Is it 5 years?
No, it's, I think, one year now.
1 year, okay.
And that's okay, but it's important to get with a good resource so you can understand what that look back means. Well, gosh, another great show, and we're just so happy to bring this information to you all. Thank you for joining us. If you need more information on senior care options, on veterans benefits, please reach out to us. You can call us at 888-979-8783 or go online to seniorprovisions.com. And as always, Philippians 4:19, we're going to close with, "My God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater provision than Christ Jesus himself." Have a great week. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the guidance that you have been searching for. Call today. We hope to be your answered prayer. 888-979-TRUE.